Our AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be sunny with some clouds here and there, a little breezy, high around 50 degrees. Wisconsin legislative Democrats challenging the bill that they claim Republicans are fast-tracking at the Capitol to rewrite campaign finance laws by allowing legal coordination between candidates and issue advocacy groups, as well as doubling donation limits. On WRJN's Community Conversation this morning, Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca of Kenosha said the measure would also keep the public in the dark about who's paying for media ads.
Already it's been difficult because groups like Club for Growth, people know who Club for Growth was, or create these crazy names like Wisconsinites for Jobs. Nobody really knows who Wisconsinites for Jobs are, but at least the reporters and the media and, the press, people like you that care about that kind of thing, can look it up and figure out who's paying for these ads.
The author of the bill is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who labels most of the changes as technical, such as a general occupation being listed by donors instead of an employer. Governor Walker promising to veto a bill that would give the Legislative Joint Finance Committee oversight of the state's expansive health insurance program. The budget writing panel unanimously approved that bill Thursday, with supporters saying they want the authority to approve or block decisions by the board that oversees the health insurance program, while also contemplating a move to a self-insurance model. A spokesman for the governor says he plans to veto that bill as well if it gets to his desk because of the unnecessary delays that it could create. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin sitting down with nearly two dozen local college students at UW Parkside to hear about how they're paying for their education and the struggles they face in doing that. The students were from Whitewater, Carthage, Parkside, and Gateway Technical College. Baldwin says she's heard time and time again about high school students not even knowing how much it's going to cost to go to college or how to deal with the expenses. She noted many programs have sunsets in them, such as the Perkins Loan Program. It forces Congress to review them.
Regrettably, oftentimes they expire without action from Congress because the provisions become too controversial. That's what's happened with both K-12 policy and the Higher Education Act. But both are actually moving this year in the Congress, and we're hopeful that before the end of the term that we'll be able to make some significant progress on both.
Baldwin introducing the America's College Promise Act in July to make 2 years of community college free and provide an affordable pathway for low-income students to a four-year college degree. The Milwaukee County Zoo's one-month-old giraffe has been named Tafari, which means he who inspires awe. That's according to its African origin. The name was the top choice through online voting revealed this morning during a celebration at the zoo. And the Racine Police Department has four canines, and it takes more than just a few bucks to keep them fed, groomed, and in good health. From Family Pet Foods has made a donation of more than $500 in value to the department for its dogs. Chief Art Howell going before the Finance Committee this week to explain it all, noting that there are no strings attached with the donation, and in his words, everybody loves our canines, unless you're breaking into a building or something. The Volunteer Center of Racine County will be holding its sixth annual walking ghost tours of downtown Racine tonight, tomorrow night, and the next two Friday and Saturday nights, including Halloween on the 31st. The tours tonight through October 24th begin at 7 p.m. It'll be 6 o'clock the final two evenings. Sites scheduled to be visited include the Marsh Meredith and Ackland Funeral Home, D.P. Wigley Building, the Racine Heritage Museum, the VFW Club, and the Dalmatian Graveyard, just to name a few. Tickets are available online at racineghosttour.com. Proceeds benefit the Volunteer Center's efforts. The owner of a broken drone discovered on the grounds of Racine's Baton Airport this past Sunday turned himself in Thursday. Not going to face a penalty, though, for not having received permission to fly it. Airport manager Dave Mann talked with a man who resides near Highways 20 and 31 who had attempted to fly his brand-new Chinese-made drone, quickly learning, though, that the operational instructions didn't quite match up to what actually happened. As a result, the drone literally took off on its own, crashing several miles away at the airport. It's a federal offense to operate a drone within 5 miles of an airport without getting permission. Mann says he talked with the FAA about the circumstances. It was agreed the situation did not warrant any official action. Quite an outcry would occur in this area if what happened in Oshkosh were to take place. A 4-day delay in police telling the public about two state prison escapees.
You know, we're not hiding anything. We're not trying to not disclose information. It's just something that should have been sent out and it wasn't.
Officer Joe Nichols in Oshkosh indicating that they alerted other law enforcement agencies, but they screwed up and didn't tell the general public. One of the two was recaptured in Green Bay, the other still on the loose. And no charges yet filed at this point, but a Green Bay businessman's under investigation for securities fraud and theft. Search warrants obtained by the Wisconsin State Journal have Ron Vandenhoevel accused of defrauding the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation of $1.12 million with a loan from WEDC for his business in October of 2011. He instead used the money, according to reports, to pay debts unrelated to that business. Another round of workshops is going to be held in early November by the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. Next step in the process for creating a land use and transportation plan for this region through the year 2050. SewerPAC Executive Director Ken Yonker says those attending these workshops will be reviewing three alternatives developed by the staff based on input from some previous sessions.
These three alternatives, one a trend and then two other alternatives which would depart from that trend, and as well evaluate on a set of over 50 criteria what they would mean for the region on criteria from energy consumption to cost to local government to cost in developing the transportation system to mobility to impacts on freight travel.
The first of the upcoming workshops will be at Festival Hall in Racine Monday, November the 9th, beginning at 6 p.m. The workshop in Kenosha Thursday, November 12th at Gateway Technical College at 5 p.m. The result of these rounds of workshops is going to be used to create the final plan, which will be released next spring. Wisconsin's jobless rate hitting a 14-year low in September. Numbers out from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics showing that it slipped from 4.5% in August to 4.3% last month. Department of Workforce Development numbers should be out next week, then a few days after that, the breakdown of individual counties and municipalities. And a 29-year-old brown deer woman is facing charges in Racine County. She allegedly sent hundreds of threatening text messages to a former boyfriend and members of his family. Melissa Zemel is being held in the Racine County Jail on a $100,000 bond. She'll be back in court next week. Residents of Southeast Wisconsin, if you're going to be driving, take note. Bridge inspections of the Mitchell Interchange could cause some traffic problems tomorrow. State Department of Transportation going to be doing those inspections of the ramps from South 27th Street to the I using bucket trucks. That will allow the workers to see the undersides of the structures. That work to begin around 7 in the morning, be completed by mid-afternoon. It will require some short-term lane restrictions and closures, and that could impact traffic. Meanwhile, the State Department of Transportation's Northeast Regional Office putting out a warning to motorists heading up to Lambeau Field for the game Sunday with the Packers and Chargers. Maybe plan a little extra travel time just in case there is still ongoing road work. I-41 and adjacent roadways from Oneida Street north to Linville Road in Brown County, they're under construction, and that could result in significant backups. I-41 interchanges at Oneida Street, Highway 172, and I-43 could also get jammed up. The Racine Founders Rotary Club still looking for high school students to spend 11 months overseas as an exchange student in any one of more than 30 countries. That'll begin August 15th of next year. But the student selections will take place next Thursday, October 22nd. The students will live with a Rotary host family. Foreign Rotary Clubs will provide all the school tuition, plus $75 a month in spending money. Students will have to cover the round-trip airfare, additional spending money, plus fees for three orientation meetings, and health insurance. Applicants are going to be interviewed to determine eligibility. There's more information available online at rotary6270.org. And the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission approving body camera policies, a 4-1 vote. Officers will be able to turn off the cameras if victims or witnesses request to not be recorded, but would have to turn them on as soon as they engage in enforcement or investigative actions. In the Racine County town of Burlington, Fire Station Number 2 in the Boners Lake area is going to be renovated. The price tag, $865,000. The town board, according to MyRacineCounty.com, supports public sentiment to exceed the previous budget of $580,000, though Tyson Fettis, who is on the board, voted against moving the project forward. Cost will include a new apparatus bay and renovations to the current structure for improving traffic patterns. And in western Kenosha County tonight, the Randall Town Board has got a special meeting to have public comment and further discuss a pier extension application on Powers Lake. Comments from the meeting tonight will be going to the DNR. The property owner wants to extend beyond the 100-foot limit. Users of the lake a little concerned it might impede current boating and water skiing patterns. AccuWeather forecast. Sun and clouds, breezy this afternoon, a high of 50. Tonight, lows reaching 30 or below. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.